Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Joining us now is the Executive Director of Concerned Communities for America, Conservative Daquan Bruce, who is also a shooting survivor. Daquan, welcome in. Thanks for being here with me.
Thanks for having me, JT. It's a pleasure to be back.
Absolutely. Well, first, obviously, I'd like to get your thoughts on what took place, being a shooting survivor yourself and having dealt with these problems before. The Nashville shooting, just a complete act of evil, what went down here. And now we're finding out more and more that this person was on a premeditated, planned out manhunt and knew exactly what she was doing going in there.
Absolutely. You know, this situation, it's unfortunate that it's becoming more and more common in our country and in our communities. But, you know, this is an assailant who, you know, had really evil intentions, you know, from the get-go. And there were so many signs that people just missed or they ignored. And I think this speaks to a larger, you know, narrative or issue that we face in our country, is that, you know, people who are dealing with, you know, serious psychotic issues, you know, we'd rather sweep them under the rug instead of actually address them and not just call them out, but like seek help.
Yes.
And this is what we're seeing happens when we don't give people the help they actually need, but instead coddle their mental issues.
You're absolutely right. And you're talking about the root of the problem that leads somebody to pick up a gun to commit evil acts like this. But yet Joe Biden doesn't want to discuss addressing the root of the problem. Here he goes again, talking about let's take guns away. Listen.
I call on Congress again to pass my assault weapons ban. It's about time that we began to make some more progress.
It's not the weapon, it's the person. I mean, when you have the leader of the free world leading people down the path of that discussion, like you said, they want to coddle the other side and not discuss it, because that's a tougher conversation to have.
Absolutely. You know, just the other day before the Nashville shooting, actually the day before the Nashville shooting, my mother called me up and she said, hey, I need to talk to you. And she told me that the police were at my younger brother's high school. I mean, my younger brother's school. My younger brother is 9 years old, in third grade, because a kid in his class, in his aftercare program, had a gun in his backpack, and the gun went off. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but this kid had been bringing a gun to school. This 9 year old boy had been bringing a gun to school for almost a week because he was being bullied, and this like brought up a larger question: is that, you know, why aren't we addressing, you know, like we said before, the root cause of the problem? If a kid is being bullied, you know, it's every responsibility of the adults, of the teachers and administration to take that into account. But my little brother could have lost his life out of something that had nothing to do with him. You know, but thank God that, you know, that that situation didn't escalate any further. But that's the reality of the world we're living in, where they want to slip a Band-Aid on it instead of reaching to the problem and saying, hey, let's solve the problem, and then instead of just the symptoms.
You're absolutely right. And you're what came to mind when you said this about that gun in that school for about a week in a backpack. How does that happen? How does it get through the school like that? I know you can't set up metal detectors at every entryway of every school in America, but there's got to be a way to, you know, on these. I mean, you can't go into a football stadium to watch a game unless you're you know, got a clear purse that's see-through. So I don't understand why we still have these backpacks that you don't know what's in these backpacks sometimes. Should there be more security in that arena, do you think? Some ways to find out before they come in?
Absolutely. You know, I think parents have a responsibility to, you know what their kids have and know what their kids are bringing to school every single day with them. You know, if you can, you know, drop your kid off at school, if you can pack them a lunch, then you should be taking the time to make sure that, you know, your kid, you know, doesn't have anything dangerous on them. But more than anything, as a deterrent, we should be talking to our children. We should be checking in on them to see what is going on with them before they even get to a place where they feel as though they need to, you know, utilize a weapon to either defend themselves or to feel heard or seen. And that's, you know, that's the reality. And that's the real nature of what needs to happen as in order to change this epidemic that we're seeing.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. It's got to start, I think, first of all, a relationship with God needing to be present in people's lives, and parents' responsibility Absolutely. To have that relationship with their kids. But secondly, you're right, the breakdown of the family in so many different neighborhoods and the lack of family raising kids with good values and being tough on kids.
Yes.
It's loose and it's irresponsible. To not be involved in your kids' business all the time until they're ready to walk out that door. I agree with you. Daquan, we're going to have you back, man. I appreciate you. You make so many good points, such common sense. Daquan Bruce, once again, Executive Director of the Concerned Communities for America. Thank you, and we'll get you back.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, buddy.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.